Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Flesh Wound Features presents the Squared Circle Society, sponsored by Underground Empire Wrestling. This is your voice of Underground Empire Wrestling, Ozzy V, joined with Todd Loya and Director of Operations, Bob. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
gentlemen.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How about yourself, Ozzy? You sound pumped right now.
I am totally pumped. You know why?
Is it because someone allowed you to do the opening intro?
Well, better than somebody else that wears a fedora. I just got to say that.
It's not a fedora.
I got to say,
shot fired at Jimmy Ray.
Nope.
No, that was a
Trilby.
There's
Shine.
A difference. There.
Oh.
That is a Trilby. The smaller brim is a Trilby. Then there's a fedora. Don't confuse the two, because I know Jimmy sometimes wears Trilby, so don't insult him. We are about to bring him on, so.
Yeah, Bob,
is he
be
here?
A jerk. Don't get
Dude,
me in trouble.
You should have heard all the stuff Ozzy was saying in the pre-show.
I know.
Bitch.
He said he was all like,
well,
homeless Jimmy probably has to get all the flies off him before he could go onto the phone.
So should we just bring him on right now? Okay.
Is he ready
welcome?
To go? Do we have him?
Yes. Hello, Jimmy?
Yeah, am I on?
You're on.
You're on. Welcome to the Squared Circle Society.
Hey, I think it's a welcome back, isn't it?
It is
welcome back.
It is a welcome back.
I've been on your show before.
It was the
Definitely.
Very first episode that we had you on, I believe.
Was it?
Yes, it was, and I hope it doesn't a trend that doesn't continue, and it's like we don't bookend it, and this just happens to be the last one. I'm hoping that's not the case.
Uh-huh.
Earlier, he was saying he was hoping that was the case.
Oh, really? Ozzy.
Yeah. Ozzy,
Ozzy's
a
say that
dick.
Bob should not be listened to during this podcast. He's obviously on some sort of medication that's making him say things that don't exist.
No, this is the podcast where I tell the truth about everything, Ozzy. You know that.
That's irrelevant and not going to be up for debate.
All right.
What
Let's
should
not
be
waste
up for debate?
Jimmy's
Actually,
time.
What I do want to talk about, though, I don't want to waste Jimmy's time. Jimmy, you have a match coming up at Empire Rising against BC Killer for the UEW Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind is it's about time. I think I've been held back long enough, and I can't wait to get the opportunity to go ahead and take that belt from BC Killer. I know it won't be an easy task. I've had my run-in with him before. Man, it's been so long, though, since I've wrestled him one-on-one, I can't remember the outcome of that match. It's sort of a blur. I know I was injured.
Ozzy, you
do you remember
this stuff? You're the stats.
Yeah, Ozzy. What's the stats
guy?
What's
the stats guy? So, okay. So we have ring announcer, writer of UITV, podcast host. And now the stats guy?
You're a man of many hats, Ozzy.
Are you not going to answer? Are you not going to answer, Ozzy?
I'm not going to answer something that I can't provide. And anything that I would say right off the top of my head at this moment, I would not know to be fact or fiction. So,
Well,
I'd like to
ask you what I know
is
fact.
I guess we'll have to go with somebody more knowledgeable, Todd.
I'm only 90% sure, but if memory serves, it was you.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to look into that one, but
I'm doing that while we're talking.
I'm going to make May the 4th definitely count, and I'm going to take that belt.
Just like Captain Kirk saved those planets, right? That's what Ozzy was saying earlier. Yeah, Ozzy said he hates Star Wars.
I'm not even a Trekkie. Not even a Trekkie.
You're not.
No, and I was a fan of Star Wars until the last few movies. So, Jimmy, I am looking forward to seeing you get your shot at the UEW title against BC Killer. I know it's going to be a violent confrontation, but also speaking of violent confrontations, you did face the Insaniac, Bound by Blood. And him and Monchichi did remove your beard for you without your consent.
Well, let's get this straight. First, they took part of my goatee, not my beard. Taking my beard would be a real hard task. They did cut off my goatee, but you know, I think they got their heads screwed on a little loosely there. They for some reason Munchichi thought cutting my goatee would hinder my strength or my ability to wrestle and put the hurting on his guy, Insaniac. Cutting my goatee is my just because I'm of the Hebrew heritage doesn't mean cutting my beautiful locks was going to hinder my strength. My name's not Samson; it's Homeless Jimmy.
Well,
now Jimmy,
all he did was let my beard get a little bit of a little bit of a trim, a much needed trim. So it really didn't do much. I think it was just more the fact that they had to rough me up to do it. You want to trim my beard? Go ahead and do it. You know, don't need to rough me up to do it.
It saved you a few cents for a
lady. I get
a
lady down
later.
The street. There's a lady down the street every so often that comes by and gives homeless people free haircuts. That's how I keep my head shaved every so often.
Now, do you have any inkling of why Danny has been messing with you lately?
Well, you know, the little twerp has been in and out of my life since I've actually began wrestling in way back in a school called Slammers. And for some reason, I just don't know. He's gotten old and bitter throughout the years. And I know there's been a couple of times where he's expressed the fact that he wanted to manage me because we're family, we're friends, we're this and we're that. We're really nothing. We're acquaintances. I've met him a long time ago in school, met him in a couple other companies that I work for, and he so happened to have been there at the same time. Doesn't mean that we're friends or family or any of that. And now he's a friend of me. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't care what his problem is or what his beef is. Never did anything to the man except for, I guess, say no to his wanting to manage me. At the time, I had other loser managers at the time try me out. Slam and Stu was trying to be my manager at the time. I said no. Billy Graham was trying to be my manager. I said no. You saw what happened there. They had to beat me down and force me to be on their crew, on their little that little cult that was very fictional. you know, they forced me to become part of the group. You know, so there you go. I was I had a manager for a moment. You know, so. Maybe that's it. I don't know. You know, that's my answer to that.
See, and you know, I just wanted to bring this up. This does seem kind of interesting because there was a point last year when Monchichi had a gauntlet for the Insaniac, but then he had changed his mind and then all of a sudden realigned himself with the Insaniac. And I'm curious. Had at any point last year, Monchichi contacted you specifically in summer of last year, asking you about wanting to manage, or him wanting to manage you, asking you about a final time, perhaps.
Right. Well, you see, here's the thing: is Homeless Jimmy doesn't need managing. As a matter of fact, there is no way of managing me. I can't even manage myself. Hence the fact I'm still broke all the time. But you know, if somebody wants to make a match for me and you know, help me on my way, that's fine. You know, I don't snarl at people opening up doors for me. But you're not going to force anything on me. And that's just the gist of it. So as far as Munchie Chi goes, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think that's probably a good thing, too.
Yeah.
He's very controlling.
He's a loose screw as far as I'm concerned, and he's just the perfect match for that other idiotic, crazed maniac, the Insaniac. I know that rhymed and that was pretty cute, but I didn't try. That was just, it came out.
Well, that's a fair point, Jimmy. I guess one thing I wanted to ask before you leave, you did tell us your thoughts on the match of your main event contest against BC Killer, but do you have any words specifically for BC Killer and BC Killer alone?
Well, my words to BC Killer is just remember those times that you came out and sneak attacked me with Slam and Stew. You know, I don't remember, I don't forget those times. You know, and when it comes time for being in the ring, anybody against me, that's just about it. You know, you're against me. You're my enemy. And all cards on the table then. And he has what I want. I have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Well, plain and simple, you know. Congratulations, you got the belt. But guess what? Bittersweet moments. It's going to be mine.
Where do you do
it?
If you happen to win the tag championship,
he's had that belt.
Will
he's,
you be
he's had that belt
champion?
Long enough. What's that?
I said if you happen to win the UEW Heavyweight Championship, which I believe you can, will you be a defending champion nonstop, not like these other guys who take breaks every two shows?
Well, I don't know about anybody else. And as far as defending, I've proven time and time again, you know, when I am a worker for a certain company, I show up regardless of the outcome. I mean, I did everything necessary to make a show out in the East Coast. I literally had to drive from an airport to their little measly town that people don't even know that exists, right, to make a show just because I said I would be there. I think I hit the speed limits in about five or six little cities or towns that I passed through. You know, so, yeah, defending, I'm a defending champion. I'll always be defending.
Well, two out of three of us are rooting for you here, Jimmy.
That's
Ozzy's not, but he's a dick.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
you know, face to face,
that
he,
point that I'm
face
a dick,
to face, Ozzy
I'm
V is different, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
but
sorry.
When Ozzy's behind his cell phone.
Yeah, behind the cell phone, he's got the cojones, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally does. Talks crap
wow.
about everyone on the show.
Wow, wow, Ozzy, I didn't know that.
That's because it's not true, Jimmy. And director of operations Bob Magana is being director of being a dickhead right now.
Nah, not at all.
No, very much at all. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess as long as the respect is there face to face, it doesn't matter what you're like on the phone, right?
Jimmy, face to face, over the phone, I always have respect for you. You don't need to listen to the director of assholes, Bob Magana, at this time. Clearly trying to rally you up. I apologize.
All right.
No.
Well, Anytime you want to find out why they call me the Vicious Nomad, just let me know.
That's actually a great question, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. Where did the term Vicious Nomad come from? Was there any one time where anybody coined the term Vicious Nomad, or did that just come of itself?
Well, I'll be honest. It came from UEW. That's when I came back to California after being gone for many years. I went out and pushed my shopping cart out to the East Coast, dabbed a little bit out there in wrestling, and when I came back, UEW was the home that I decided I was going to go to. And so then they, welcomed me back with open arms at the time, and the nickname The Vicious Nomad became. I almost want to say it was Michael Rumens, but I don't know if I want to give him that much credit.
That's a fair point, and that's not the purpose of the show, to give people behind the stage, behind the scenes credit. So
no, since he's not even on the podcast, he didn't even join us on this podcast to talk to me.
That's
so
true.
Some special advisor.
What's that?
I said some special advisor.
Right.
We have one.
Maybe
Bob,
President Danielle has to be on the show, and then Michael Rumens will be on the show. Maybe that's what needs to happen.
I think
that's what it might be.
He's got his nose glued to her tail, huh?
Yeah, I think that might be the case.
She was unavailable tonight, but she sends her regards.
Okay.
Oh, okay. She sends her regards regarding what?
I don't know. She just couldn't make it.
Okay.
She just got schooled by home.
So any more questions?
Ozzy,
still got
Bob.
Some time.
I think I have all the I've asked all the questions that I've had prepared for tonight. If there's any other questions that you gentlemen have, I don't want to take any more time away from the Vicious Nomad.
Well, I'll be truthfully honest. I have a couple acquaintances that came across an extra ticket for the premiere of Avengers tonight.
Wow.
And I am going to try and clean myself up a little bit so I don't smell like such a bum. And going.
I wouldn't worry about it. Half the people that go to the theater smell that way anyway.
Right. There you go. Well, with all the marijuana, you could hardly smell anything else but. So.
Just remember, if they bring you in through the back way, they're not your true friends.
Ah.
That's movie piracy.
Right. Well, they're both ladies. They're both ladies, so they're not going through my back door.
Oh.
No.
No reach arounds for the Vicious Nomad?
Nope. I'm only the top guy.
I'm gonna have to let Ozzy tell you about the benefits of that stuff.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. When Bob goes places, they make him sit in the car. I do have a quick question, Jimmy. Hopefully, it doesn't lead to a super long discussion. I don't know if you've heard the rumblings. What are your thoughts about XPW potentially returning, ran by Rob Black?
I've seen a couple of things. I am a friend. I use that term loosely, but I'm friends with Rob Black on Facebook, it's actually sort of more of I'm keeping an eye on him in a way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But
I do.
I'd like to see XPW come back. If it did, I don't see it being the same as it was. I don't think they'll ever be able to make it like it was. Hence, the fact is, they're not going to have the guys that were around to start it back then.
Yeah.
We were XPW. No question about it, you know. He brought in all the guys from ECW he wanted to, and when it came down to it, people came to see us. I mean, yeah, they're happy to see Big Dick Dudley. Yeah, they're happy to see Sabu. Yeah, they're happy to see Cronus and Vic Grimes and you know, all the ladies, Shane Douglas, you know, Chris Candido and all the others, you know, Axel Rotten, all the, you know, guys that passed away. Fact of the matter is XPW wouldn't have been XPW without us. You know,
yeah,
without the homegrown people, these little fly-by-night companies don't go anywhere. They always try and, you know, they always try and push the big name guys, you know. But it doesn't.
Yeah,
you know,
and
I've said that
on this show before, and I told you in person, like XPW for me got me into wrestling, and it wasn't the ECW guys, it was the homegrown guys, it was Homeless Jimmy, it was Supreme, it was Chaos, it was GQ Money, all those guys, like that was my wrestling, and that's what I will always see XPW as, and I won't get that XPW if it returns, and that's why I feel personally that XPW needs to just kind of be left as is in my memory as something great.
Yeah.
Now I did.
It's like
I did see a post from him saying somebody said something and he said XPW East Coast. So, and that's just what it's going to end up being is just a bunch of East Coast guys that, you know, we won't probably hear much about it. You know, we'll probably hear little bits and tits about it. But fact of the matter is he's going into a restaurant business. That's going to eat up his money. He doesn't have his porn business to fall back on, or if he does, it's not the money maker that was.
Yeah.
No. So, again, good luck. You know, I've already made my amends with him.
Right.
I don't forget. I guess, therefore, I don't really forgive, but I'm going to let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not worth it. He's not worth it. And, you know, because I could, you know, he knows it, and probably everybody else, you know, that knows me knows it. I could kill him, you know. But
yeah,
that's not me. And so,
yeah, Homeless Jimmy is not someone you want to mess with. Hint, hint, Ozzy V.
What the fucking fuck, Director of Operations?
helpful hints, bro. Helpful Honda here.
So anyway, so that's my answer. You know, it may happen. You know, and if it does happen, good for him. I hope it works out. You know, again, it's just not going to be the same XPW.
You know, and I wanted your take because you're one of the last originals still, like, really active, like, on a constant basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty much, I think.
Well, could you know anyone?
I'm definitely the only one wrestling from all my peers from my school.
Yeah.
Anybody that went through Slammers is now done and retired.
Yeah.
I don't think White Trash Johnny Webb does anything, right?
Very rarely.
I think the last time I saw him do anything was at One Wild Night, and then right after that, he did a little thing in an AWS Battle Royal, but that was years ago now.
Right.
Yeah. It was just,
like, he did that thing for Triz, right?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, he did that, too. That was all around the same time. But, yeah,
pretty much. I think that was about the last time we saw him. And I think that was the only other one. I don't know. Now, Joey Chaos, I think he does something once in a while. But who knows, you know?
But not regularly. Yeah, that's why I said you're the last regular, like, still active. Like, I wouldn't say Chaos is inactive, but I don't know the last time I heard him wrestle. I know maybe once a year, which, yeah.
I would classify that as inactive. But
yeah. not to toot my own horn, but not only am I still going, but here I am going for a championship match.
Yep.
And in October, exactly. I'm going to be wrestling for UEW Japan.
There,
wow.
Yes.
So,
you might want to explain that one a little bit more.
What's that now?
I said you might want to explain a little bit more about what UEW Japan is.
Well, UEW Japan is a company called Unemployment Wrestling. See where they get the UEW. So
yeah.
Unemployment Wrestling has got a situation out in Japan. They got a wrestler named Chainsaw Tony, and he actually was also known as Leatherface in FMW, which was a prestigious company in Japan. That me and Supreme actually were tag team partners out there back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But so Slam and Stu was out there, and he ended up opening up his big mouth and saying that he was going to bring me out there to fight this dude. So that's it. You know, see there's another situation where a manager is sitting there booking me, and he's not even my manager, but yet he booked me.
But if
somebody
Jimmy?
Helps me out, if somebody's going to open the door, I won't sit there and complain. You know, I'm not going to snarl at you for getting me booked in Japan.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. So he's my manager for whatever night, two nights, however night, how many nights we get to wrestle out there.
Well, that is very cool. I think that, you know, you versus Leatherface, or formerly Leatherface, I'm excited about being able to eventually see that.
Right. Yeah, that should be a cool situation. We'll see.
And no matter what these clowns say, Jimmy, I'll be pulling for you over in Japan.
Awesome.
But
yes.
Not in America. Not in America.
I appreciate
it.
That
Bob, you son of a bitch.
Hopefully next time to you, you'll have another belt. And, yes, I was just going to let you go now. I know you got a movie to get to. And, well, thank you for coming on. It's always a pleasure. We have to have you on again. Maybe next time we'll get you on the horror show so we can talk horror movies. And
yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a horror flick, horror flick person.
I know. Yeah, we haven't had you on that one in a while, too. So, all right. Well, again, thank you. Ozzy, do you have anything else to say? All right. Good night,
best
Jimmy.
Of luck to you, Jimmy, on Empire Rising against BC Killer. I'll be hoping for a good match. I'll say that
great.
Right now.
I'll see you all there then.
He said he's hoping for a good match because he thinks you're horrible.
God damn it, Bob. You son of a bitch.
Jimmy, I'm pulling for you, and I look forward to seeing you on May the 4th.
All right, Bob. May the 4th be with us.
May the 4th be with us.
Always.
Bye.
Good. All right, good night. All right.
So,
all right.
Ozzy, you came across as a dick, Ozzy. A
little bit.
This is ridiculous.
What?
I'm trying
Jimmy?
To be objective here. No, you both are being ridiculous. I'm the one being objective here, and you're the one shoving words into my mouth.
Why don't you go back
no.
to your home on Whore Island?
You should have heard what Ozzy was saying before the show started. Oh.
Well, you were saying that you'd have no problem saying it to his face.
What the fuck are you talking? You know what? That's not even worth getting into because this podcast is not about what we talked about before the podcast went on there. Podcast is about wrestling, and we did just have Homeless Jimmy on to discuss the main event of Empire Rising, but Homeless Jimmy and BC Killer aren't UFC-only matches occurring at Empire Rising. With your gentleman's permission, I'd like to move on.
I like that segue, so continue.
Next, that's also not the only championship that will be defended, as Mike Rain, California Black Sheep, the longest reigning champion of the modern era, will put up his Underground Empire Wrestling Eastern Pacific Championship against someone who's been making waves in the underground by the name of Snipes. Snipes is in incredible shape. Not to say that Mike Rain is not. However, Mike Rain will definitely have his, who knows what kind of UEW rust he has, so to speak, since he was unable to compete in at a Bound by Blood due to travel issues.
That happens a lot,
leaving,
doesn't it?
Well, regardless, it did leave Fern Owens without an opponent. And the last we've heard from Fern Owens is that he's done. And we haven't heard from Fern since. So hopefully that's not the last we've seen of him. And I know we mentioned this on UITV, but just imagine here on Squared Circle Society, Fern Owens, if we've seen the last of you in UEW, thank you for all you've done. And I really hope that's not the case.
Has there been an official press release from Ryan Clark about everything?
We have not heard
as,
a piece from Ryan Clark.
And as far as we know, Fern mentioned, that he implied sort of, that Mr. Clark might not be representative any longer. But we haven't heard anything since Bound by Blood. The last thing we've heard from Fern is that he's done. And I said my thank yous, and Todd mentioned his thank yous. Director of Operations Bob obviously doesn't give two shits about Fern Owens. So that,
I guess, is that. He was with Mike Rain that night.
I was.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I'm ensuring that the rain lasts forever. Sarcasm. And...
Damn it, Bob.
Hey, now, or I want Fern Owens out because he's a fucking asshole, but, you know.
Well,
he didn't.
He didn't make amends that night and apologize to the Underground for being a dick.
That he did.
Yeah, not to me.
This is true.
Well,
he didn't.
He apologized to everybody there. How about that? He apologized to everybody there.
He did.
If Fern Owens shows up or not, I ain't gonna lose sleep over it.
There you go.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now,
what else do we have on tap for Empire Rising?
Well, it's not necessarily a championship match. However, this stemmed from a championship match. This conflict stemmed from a championship match. As a Bound by Blood, Los Luchas returned to UEW to challenge the heavy hitters for the tag titles. However, Tony Reyes was unable to appear at Bound by Blood, so Danielle Hernandez forced Biggie Biggs to choose a partner to defend those titles with. And because of the history that Biggie Biggs has had with Human Tornado, he selected Human Tornado as his tag team partner. And while ultimately Biggie Biggs and Tornado were victorious, Tornado seemed to have a change of heart and had begun attacking Biggie Biggs after the match. So after these events occurred, UEW Booking Committee sit the match. This is a grudge match of sorts, as the Human Tornado will be taking on Biggie Biggs' partner, Tony Reyes. Now, even though Tony Reyes was unable to blood, no doubt he is pretty pissed off that his very own tag team partner was ambushed in this form, and he'll be looking to exact revenge for his partner, rather avenge his partner's attack on May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with
always.
So, and then we do also have our women's division is still building up in the underground, and that continues at Empire Rising, as we'll have Lisa Lace go up against Leslie Iris. Now, I am familiar with Lisa Lace, who has wrestled up in the North Cal area. I have not, obviously, she has not been here in UEW, neither has Leslie Iris, but no doubt both the two will be looking to make an impression on the underground.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, man.
All right. Director of Operations?
I am too, actually. I've seen both of these competitors work, and I am super excited for this one.
Yeah. I'm with you there, Bob.
As mentioned, no doubt, we are trying to get the women's division in UEWs to be the strongest in Southern California, and I can guarantee that this match will help UEW achieve that goal. And also another match we have coming up, we do have somebody new debut in the Underground, the Definition of Pain, Terex, making his presence known, even attacking Sean Black at not the last event found by Blood, but rather at March of the Damned. So at Empire Rising, we're going to see the massive Definition of Pain, Terex, go up against the urban juggernaut, former UEW heavyweight champion, Sean Black, in what is also will be a grudge match. And this right here is going to be a fight.
That's two big men you're going to go at it.
Dude, Terex is one of the most brutal people I've ever seen in the ring. But if anyone can do it, Sean Black can.
Yeah.
As
far as I know, these two have never.
It's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking at the same time.
I know. Unfortunately, I was just saying, and I don't even remember now. This is going to be a. it's two big men going at it. This is going to be a fight. I was going to say, I don't think these two men have ever locked up before that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't believe they have. So this is going to be something to see.
Absolutely. And if you don't have your tickets yet, you can still get them at fleshwoundfeatures.com. And we also did have a new episode of UITV, bringing you up to speed for everything you need to know in Empire Rising as well.
Actually, that brings us to another point that while we don't have any kind of official announcement or like challenge accepted, it looks like, Guy Cool wants Max X. Max X doesn't want to wrestle Guy Cool again. Max X said he wants the boat. He wants title for title, his title versus the boat's title. We haven't heard Guy Cool's response, so I don't know if the match is happening or if the stip's happening. We saw a couple words from Guy Cool on 420. He wants the match. Max said he wants the match if he'll get the title. So I think right now we're waiting to hear from Guy Cool, and potentially that's another title match for Empire Rising.
Do you think Guy Cool is actually going to want to put title for his boat up?
Well, let's think about this from Guy Cool's perspective. In his mind, he's beaten Max X twice.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing.
By him offering this 2 out of 3 falls match, if the boat's a big deal, but I think Guy Cool has the kind of confidence that he'll put that boat title on the line because he's that confident that he can take that title from the UITV title, rather, from Max X. If there's any delay going on right now, the only thing I can imagine would be in terms of legal jargon. You know, he's got to have his lawyers, prepare if Max X makes this stipulation. I'm sure there's got to be some sort of legal jargon. I'm no lawyer. I'm not going to pretend to be one. But I'm sure that has got to be the only thing holding things up at this moment.
Well, I am a lawyer, good sir. And I do believe that Guy Cool, I don't know what Guy Cool is doing, honestly.
I know. And I know, Bob, weren't you recommended recently to go to law school?
Yes, I was, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not smart enough.
You're the only one saying that.
It's all right. If I say it, no one else can make fun of it.
So, Bob, what match are you looking forward
to
the most?
I want to see Homeless Jimmy versus BC Killer. I think that match is going to be brutal as all fuck. We've seen Jimmy. We've known Jimmy for 20 years now, seen what he can do. And seeing BC Killer, newly crowned UEW heavyweight champion, he has a new look on his career. And I don't think he is going to let Homeless Jimmy just, get in the way and take his title. not saying that Jimmy's not going to be able to pull that off. Obviously, I'm on Jimmy's side, unlike Ozzy. But it's going to be a
so
good one because you got BC Killer wanting to hold on to this title that he's been wanting for 15 years now. And you got Jimmy, the vet, who's trying to say he could still go. I mean, we were talking earlier that he's one of the only people from XPW that's still working on a constant basis. And he's out there. He's got something to prove.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you think about it. How many champions have we had in UEW?
You would know that better than me.
I know. I'm trying to. Oh.
Let me see if I can go backwards here.
One,
so we had BC.
I just imagine Ozzy walking backwards.
BC Killer is the 10th champion. If we go the proper order, what's the first? Who's the first one, Ozzy?
Chaz. Not Uncle
then we
Chaz.
Have.
No, yeah, not Uncle Chaz.
Then we have Robbie,
then we had Robbie Phoenix.
Then.
Sledge.
Bobby Hart.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Hart.
Then.
Hot.
Then.
And then
Sledge. Then Sledge.
Then
JD Horror.
And then Sledge,
then Sledge again.
Then Sean Black.
And Sean Black.
Fern.
And Fern.
Carney. BC. So there's only been 9 men to hold that title.
Everything you said.
I know. There's only been nine men to hold the title.
I said it before, but because of the delay, it sounded as though it came after.
Blame
I totally Caesared it.
Blame the delay.
You have a growth on your face too. That's Caesar Junior.
Dead air.
I know. Ozzy's not very good at leading this. We need Dan back.
Yeah.
I have something to call him.
Where's Dan?
He's on his way to...
I was letting Bob finish his opinion. Bob, are you finished with your opinion? Because I could go
on
and talk about what matches I'm excited to say. Because nobody seemed to ask me my opinion. Todd, you just wanted to jump straight and ask Bob what he thought and what match he was looking forward to. But nobody wants to ask Ozzy his opinion because he's just an asshole.
Ozzy,
I'm going to tell you why he didn't.
What are you looking forward to?
Well, here's the reason
I'm looking forward
to
Jimmy and BC.
Well, I didn't because he's supposed to be impartial, and I didn't want to put him in an awkward position.
Oh, good point. Todd.
Hold on a second. I can remain impartial while still showing excitement for one particular match, and that excitement that I have is for the main event. For the UEW Heavyweight Championship that Homeless Jimmy has yet to receive an opportunity for. I'm excited for that opportunity. I'm excited to see that come to fruition. And I still am impartial.
I don't think you're impartial.
So do you want to win that
match?
Well,
Director of Operations, you can launch an investigation, and we'll see what that results.
I may, and I may have Derek Zane lead the investigation.
No, Derek Zane can't lead an investigation unless it's for finding out where he can buy a payday.
You know what Derek Zane can do? He can organize a trip to Tommy's with me and Bob.
That is true.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
I got the jalapeno one.
Tommy's is great. By the way, Squared Circle Society is not sponsored by Tommy's, but if Tommy's Hamburgers wants to sponsor us, I will not say no.
Tommy's.
We're going to have like one of the corn guys named Tommy come up and say, I'm going to sponsor you guys.
And I just want like BC to come out throwing chili at people, man.
Dude.
Oh, hell motherfucking yeah.
Get a BC burger at Tommy's?
There you go. You know how you order that, right? You just yell, hell motherfucking yeah.
That's the BC special.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't planning on it.
I think it's a perfect time.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to see what we got. Okay, well, we're going to be back very shortly with a song that's going to make absolutely no sense because I didn't think we were taking it. Oh,
all right.
This one will work. Wait. Maybe I'll come. Oh, God damn it. Okay. Well, we got to just go with this one. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Aw, man.
You're soft, you're sloppy. They calling me Poppy. I'm rolling in bands, you riding around, and I'll beat up your lot.
Hey, dog.
Bros want a cop, but they are just not. I'm up in the club, stacking the ducks, stuck in a lot. I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa. You ain't heard of me? Well, you probably are.
Ask about
me. Nice to meet you. So good to see you. Bros want to act hard and eat, then take it easy. Cause you soft. When I'm ready,
no.
You're soft like spaghetti. I'm walking a walk, talking a talk, calling you soft. I'm a cook on a sword. See me out on the floor, and you getting jelly the way all these girlies be up in the roar.
What's up, babe?
You need a slap of the chin. You're soft as a sin. Bada bing, bada boom. Don't make me say it again. Nice to meet you. So good to see you. Bros wanna act hard, they need to take it easy. In bands, you riding around and I'll beat up your lot.
Hey, dog.
Bros want a cop, but they are just not. I'm up in the club, stacking the ducks, stuck in a lot.
Hey,
I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa. You ain't heard of me? Well, you probably are.
Ask about
me. Nice to meet you. So good to see you. Bros want to act hard and eat and take it easy. Soft. I look good when I'm ready.
No.
You're soft like spaghetti. I'm walking a walk, talking a talk, calling you soft. I'm a cook on a sword. See me out on the floor. And you getting jelly the way all these girlies be up in the roar.
What's up, man?
You need a slap of the chin. It's soft as a sin. Bada bing, bada boom. Don't make me say it again. Nice to meet you. So good to see you. Bros wanna act hard and eat to take it easy.
I'm sorry. Consensual penis is terrible.
Well, I don't have that one on the board. It could have been worse.
No, I was nicknaming him.
See?
No. Yeah, no, I know. It could be worse. We don't need to get into it.
Uh-oh.
You playing something else right now?
Live? No,
what?
I was doing a live one.
I don't want to hear
any
live renditions from Bob.
I do.
I wish I knew that one. I never tried.
Let's keep it that way.
Can you do that one?
That was Taz. I only have two strings on this guitar.
Anyway.
Careful. Ozzy might snap.
Why are you going to snap, Ozzy? Oh.
Jesus. I hate you.
I know.
So what happened in wrestling this week, guys?
That's exactly what we were going to talk about. I was going to start off with Monday Night Raw. I'm glad I have my DVR on it.
Why is that, Ozzy?
So check this out. They start out by telling, okay, we're going to have a triple threat match. We're going to have a triple threat match between AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio, and Samoa Joe. And I'm like, gee, I wonder who's going to win. Because the winner gets to fight another triple threat, or the winner of another triple threat, who win the title. But here's what fascinated me. Is something tells me that initially they didn't want to announce that as a match. Because after they announced the triple threat, then all three guys come out and cut promos. Which usually happens when they don't have a match announced. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
So, and then on the other end of the triple threat, then you have Baron Corbin win that. And Baron Corbin reminds me of who I would ask to speak to at a hotel if I wasn't happy with my stay. He just comes out.
So
you? Like, that's not what I do. I'm not in that position. Nobody.
Do you dress like
me.
That?
I do not dress like that.
No.
Well,
new ring gear.
Anyway, but though, still, the result of these two matches is that at Money in the Bank, we're going to have Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles, which is actually going to be a good match, a match that I'm actually looking forward to for the first time in a while, which is a good thing. However, the rest of Raw, nothing really memorable really stuck out. We did finally get to see Bray Wyatt return in a bizarre Mr. Rogers type segment.
Oh,
Bray Wyatt's Firefly Funhouse.
Like, what was your guys' thought, honestly?
It was kind of I was disappointed more just because, like, I know that there can be so much better with him. It was anticlimactic, if you will.
I just feel like this gimmick has no legs to stand on. Like, what are we gonna do? Just get him doing fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse like every week?
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Where's the fun in that?
Am I back? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, you were gone?
Okay.
We didn't even notice.
I won. That's all right. I messaged Ozzy. Thank you for checking Messenger.
You know I don't.
Yeah,
Messenger.
I don't know what happened. I dropped. I'm assuming we were talking about Bray Wyatt.
Yes,
we were just talking about Bray Wyatt.
I did see one interesting comment. It looked like Kazarni's old lady wasn't happy about it. Or sorry, Finn Bodhi, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So I get that. I don't know. I think they're right now. I think they could do something entertaining with it, but is it the right move? I don't think so. But I promised Pugs, I'd let everyone know. He like fucking hates this. He's like so anti this.
It looks stupid.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah. Dan's on the fence.
I'd be more surprised if he liked something on WWE programming. That would be newsworthy.
Okay.
But regardless, another bright spot on Raw that I felt was Sami Zayn's promo. as for me, like I could just eat up somebody insulting the fans all day. Like, and if they like, they can pass off as they genuinely mean it. And Sami Zayn does such a great job at that. And nothing more I can say about it other than I thought his promo was great. And I could see that stuff. I'd just like to get an idea of where it's going, as opposed to just randomly insult the fans like somebody's got to, you know, step up soon. But that's pretty much the only takeaways I had from Raw. I'm glad Robert Roode is going, like, hardcore heel, getting that porn star mustache. It reminds me of old school Rick Roode, to be honest.
I know
Rick
another
Roode
person
in general.
Not happy about it. I wonder how Joey Ryan feels about that.
I was going to say, like, it fits him, but it's like, dude, Joey Ryan does that. So,
yeah.
Until
but
Robert
let's be
Roode
fair.
Does a dick flip, I think we're okay.
But let's be real. I think Joey Ryan was kind of taking the Roode stick anyway, the OG Roode stick.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Totally. Rick Roode was the first mustache in wrestling. Like that was – that mustache, that is him, like when it comes to wrestling. So anybody doing that afterward, you're going to think Rick Roode. And I think Joey Ryan's a great indicator of what a type of Rick Roode personality would have been like in like these type of indies.
He was our industry's Tom Selleck.
Hi, Tom Selleck.
That's a fair point. Gentlemen, anything else to add for Raw before I jump over to SmackDown?
No, jump over to SmackDown.
I mean,
I'm totally
paraphrasing, but I mean, the Raw was 3 hours long. If we didn't cover it, chances are it was probably either expected or uneventful. I mean, that's honestly how I feel about
that's the biggest problem with Raw, and I'll say it, and I say it like every time. If you cut it down to two, maybe it wouldn't be such a, you know, hell to get through.
Sure.
Now, speaking of a 2 hour show, there was SmackDown a couple nights ago where we did have Roman Reigns. Now we have on SmackDown. But the bright part about this particular SmackDown is that we were finally getting, for the first time in I don't remember how long, getting supposed to be Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. But then due to, you know I love saying this words, shenanigans.
Are you waiting for
Bayley getting involved? Everybody complains and it's like, I'm going to pistol whip the next son of a bitch that says shenanigans or something
shenanigans?
To that effect. Yep, there it is.
You mean shenanigans?
That's what I was anticipating that.
You know,
and that's
the
my
board
mistake.
Doesn't do what you want, just so you know.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Wow, that's a first.
But it speaks truth.
It does.
Yeah.
Can I throw you off?
A little.
I'm glad I didn't play the other one.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny.
You keep lying.
Me love you long time.
Ah, Jesus.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I bet you do. Although Bryce SmackDown, I was excited to see was seeing Finn Balor versus Andrade.
Yeah, that
Charlotte and him broke up.
I don't think
already.
So.
Yeah, that's what I was reading today.
Wow.
Oh,
that was quick.
Probably saw her without makeup.
Oh, sorry.
You're not sorry.
I'm not, but fuck. I gotta say it.
Well, moving on. We did have Lars Sullivan make another appearance.
We didn't push it off on you, Ozzy.
That's fair. That's true and fair. However, moving on. Lars Sullivan made an appearance interfering. The match between Chad Gable and Jinder Mahal doesn't get started. What are your guys' thoughts on Lars Sullivan after the way they've been using him these past times? Just he's just been like a destroyer. I'm personally still not on board. Like I don't he reminds me of the Brock Lesnar gimmick in 2002 when Brock Lesnar just destroying matches and whatnot, like the Hardys. But when it comes to this guy, like I just don't feel like I don't get that same sense of this guy's a force to be reckoned with, like the same way Brock Lesnar was when they were trying to deal with him.
No, I agree. I think it probably hurt his credibility too. He had to have that mental leave. It's like I half expected him to come out with a support dog.
Oh my God. I would have lost my shit. I mean, we're not making fun of anybody with special needs or whatnot or what have you, but I mean, considering the circumstances, if he came out with an emotional support dog, that would be something story-wise that would be consistent and make sense.
And then everyone would shit on the WWE for doing it.
That's fair.
But you know
also
what?
True.
It wouldn't be a case of them going all Orlando Jordan. It'd be at least realistic.
Or Eugene.
Okay, Eugene probably is a better one because, yeah, Orlando Jordan was gay, but they went a little over the top.
Gay is not special.
I'm saying they don't have the best track record with different groups. Well, look at fucking Booker T. Look at Kofi. Look at fucking Tatanka.
I mean, they did that wrong, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
That is a moment between two individuals, living and dead.
And don't even get me started on Heidenreich and Cole.
Oh, come on. What the heck? That was... I think that was probably the most awkward I'd felt watching WWE. And that's including Mae Young giving birth to a hand.
Or let's not forget about Chris Benoit killing his family. That was a bad storyline.
Well, I mean, that didn't happen on WWE TV, so.
Vince pulled it on ECW, it didn't happen.
Vince pitched it to Benoit Friday. He said, hey, we're going to do this thing. Maybe Nancy and your kid will be on board. And Chris took that as literal. Happened.
It
okay,
should happen.
Bob.
That was from the Good Cousins.
You put a Bible next to him, it'll be great. We'll play a whole religious angle.
He was going to be Reverend Benoit. Him and Slick and the return of Deacon Batista.
Yes. See, Ozzy? See how things could have happened?
We have to have some fun with wrestling if they're not giving us any fun to watch right now.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a fair point.
Boring. So
That's
boring.
A fair point. Well, like, just to finish it out here, we're almost done recapping SmackDown. We did have Charlotte versus Bayley. Charlotte defeating Bayley. And in the main event, it was Kofi Kingston versus Shinsuke Nakamura. But the big takeaway from that match was KO Kevin Owens turning heel again. And attacking the New Day. I like seeing heels do their thing when they're good heels.
Heels being heels, yeah. Now I hate fucking cowardly heels. I want fucking ass kicking badass heels, not pussies.
But I don't want cocky heels.
Yeah, because there has to be a reason why like they're not cheered.
Agree.
Like, I like the cowardly heel because that's what a heel does. He's a coward. He uses cheap ways to win.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. There was a long stretch of time where everyone in WWE that was a heel became a coward.
Yeah.
Like, everyone. Didn't matter who you were.
That's a fair point.
And when that happens, it's just bad. It's like, why do I give a shit? If everyone's a pussy, well, and that's also John Cena was beating everyone up, so it didn't matter. And everyone was a pussy, and he did his little fucking pillow pants fucking routine, and there we go.
Pillow pants.
I just wanted
rinse,
pillow
wash,
pants.
Repeat.
Listerfiends? What about Listerfiends?
There you go. So did he come or what?
Who?
Yeah.
So where's Dan?
He is on the way to the drive-in to, he's going with our former, from the other show we did, Chris McGibbon on the old Creepshow Radio. He is off to a two-night retro drive-in double feature. Or, no.
Oh.
I think there's four movies a night, so.
At a drive-in?
Yes.
And it's like a big thing. Like, there's always a drive-in there.
I almost got shot at a drive-in.
What? You trying to break
in? Okay, so check this out. I used to work as a delivery driver for DHL. DHL same-day delivery, right? And I was delivering a movie, like an actual movie from Technicolor, the reel-to-reel movie. I was delivering that to a drive-in, right? But when I pulled up, no lights were on. El Monte?
City of Industry?
In that area.
Actually,
I think it might have been closer to Rosemead. Anyhow, it was just in a really dark area, and I almost pulled in, but I decided, you know what, let me stop at the parking lot across the street, and I'm going to call my dispatcher, right? So I call my dispatcher, and he's like, oh, you don't see any lights on? Okay, cool. Let me actually give them a call and make sure somebody's there, and then I'll give you a call back. So I hang out there for 5 minutes, and the guy gives me a call back. He says, you're going to love this story. It's a good thing you called me because the last guy who just pulled up and tried to drop off the movie was shot at. I was like, oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad I called.
Have you ever actually been shot at?
No.
Oh. Yeah, it's a scary thing.
I bet it is.
Yeah. Crazy farmers, man. They don't like you messing with their crops.
Hey, why not? Mm-hmm. I think this will be more entertaining than some of the stuff we saw in Raw. Go ahead, Bob. Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm not going to tell the story. It's personal.
Oh, come on.
It's really stupid. It's really stupid. So, me and my buddies, this was probably like 20 years ago. Me and my buddies, were driving back roads between Santa Paul and Fillmore and Moore Park. And there was this windy road that was always closed, so we thought it'd be hilarious to move the road closed sign to, the main road to get there. And, these people would be like, ah, crap, we drove all this way, and, the road's closed, we got to turn around, because we're a fucking dumbass kid. And as we're dragging the freaking sign, all of a sudden I hear, pah, pah. And I was like, what the fuck? Someone has fireworks. And then my buddy Waldo, he's like, that's not fireworks, that's a gun. And the fucking bullet went through the sign.
Holy
that we were pulling.
Shit.
I got in the car. I punched that thing to 90 on windy roads. I was like, fuck this. This guy's going to run up to me in 15 minutes. I was driving 90 because I was so scared of him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'd be doing the same thing. Jesus. Todd, fun time. You ever shot at?
Yes, but I don't think I'm allowed to talk about it yet. It was the 90s.
Oh, it's Statue of Limitations, right?
Doing dumb shit. We'll just let it be.
That's a boring story. No fun, Todd.
I'll tell you in person, but not on the air.
Let me guess. Someone from the dungeon got a hold of your gun.
Ooh.
Try to get out.
Well, it happens.
It does happen. Well, I miss Dan.
You know what? I'm surprised, and I don't know why we didn't, probably because we were trying to rush Jimmy, because I know he was trying to get out of here. No one told him about the shitting in the hat. I think he knew.
Damn
what?
It. Damn it!
The shitting in Dan's hat?
Bounty.
The bounty on his. It's funny because since he, I don't know if he's gonna listen. So Dan, if you're listening, what's up? He
hi Dan.
He's seriously thinking.
What up,
he's
Dan?
Seriously thinking about not. He's seriously thinking about not bringing his hat when he comes out now.
What a little bitch.
I was like, we're just messing with you.
Yeah.
What a little bitch. Never mind.
Someone's
going to
try to catch
him. Ozzy yeah. did a better intro.
He's going to start a competing.
If he doesn't bring a hat, we're all going to buy him a hat.
He's going to start a competing wrestling podcast now.
Squared circled hat.
Welcome to the Crimson Cup Society.
What a dick.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Fucking Dan's just a dick. Dan said it.
No, fuck you. You can't use tweak on that. Fucking go. Fuck you guys.
Fucking A.
Yeah,
what's your guys' favorite candy
on that
bar?
Note, gentlemen, we mentioned intros earlier. I think it might be time for the outros. I just want to
probably.
Say before leaving, make Bullshit sure to get artist. Your Empire Rising tickets, if I may continue. Make sure to get your Empire Rising tickets for May the 4th happening at the VFW Post 10040 in Sun Valley. You can get your tickets at UEWWrestling.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the latest episode of UITV, where we feature the Triple Threat Women's Contest between Ioka, Katana Vera, and Candy Girl. And do not forget to join us next week for UITV, as we will be recapping everything you need to know for Empire Rising. Hopefully we'll get an answer from Guy Cool and make that UITV title match official.
Hopefully.
Gentlemen,
I want to see that.
Anything else for you guys?
No, I'm not cool. I don't have any wares to push.
Todd?
Okay, I guess. No, I don't think I have anything to push this week. Join us.
Okay, well, if you guys
yes,
don't have
do.
Anything to push, I'm just going to push some extra stuff. If you're in Lake Forest on Tuesday or Los Alamitos on Wednesday, you can catch me hosting trivia at the Rush Bar and Grill Tuesday night in Lake Forest, 8 o'clock, or at Griffin's Grill in Los Alamitos at 7:30. Just some extra stuff to push. That's all.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Fuck you. Well. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hey, Ozzy, can we do a live podcast from one of your trivias while you work?
No.
Do you want to hear about Ozzy's brilliant new idea, and I'm not even talking shit?
Yeah, I want to hear.
Tell them about the idea you just came up with because of your
what happened last night at trivia? Holy
yeah.
shit, I love this. Okay, Bob, did you know that there was a high-speed chase going on yesterday night?
Yeah.
It was in the Orange County area, so it was right around the area of where I was hosting trivia, right? So one screen in the bar or in the restaurant was dedicated to the high-speed chase.
Did you start commentating on it?
We're getting there. I didn't feel comfortable commentating while I had questions to ask. However, at the very moment that the guy pulled into a parking lot, I just finished asking a question. And he gets out the car as I'm done asking a question. And then half the restaurant is paying attention to the TV because now he's on foot. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, I know normally right now I should ask another question, but there is a high-speed chase that has been on the TV for the past 3 hours, and the guy just got out of his car, and he is on foot. I got to take a pause from taking questions, and I'm going to comment on this guy running through this parking lot looking for shelter. He seems to have found it. He's run into an establishment. What could this be? Is it a Target? Is it a Walmart? No! A 99-cent store? Are you kidding me? This guy finds shelter in a 99-cent store? He's going to probably be found in 99 seconds. What's wrong with this guy? All right, now that that's over, I can continue with trivia. Next topic, politics. And then I went on.
I think Ozzy hired this guy to run from the police just so he can say this spiel.
And, dude, this is really important. At 9:08, I need you to pull into the parking lot. No sooner, no later. 9:08. Pull into the parking lot, and then you need to find a 99-cent store. Don't find a Target. Don't find a Walmart, because it's going to ruin everything. You have to find the 99-cent store and run in and allow exactly 1 minute to surpass before you're caught. Do you understand? And then I paid him with a whole bunch of money that I don't have.
Ozzy got pissed off because he actually went to a 99 cent and above store.
That's fucked up. Okay, well, I do.
Having said that, as a matter of opportunity, as a matter of circumstance, for the soon-to-be UEW Patreon, we're going to have available clips of me doing commentary on high-speed chases.
Oh, jeez.
And we also have another one where Ozzy is going to read real Yelp reviews. We already have the first one.
God.
I think we need to give a couple of these away for free.
Oh yeah, you gotta give them away.
We'll have clips away for free, but like the whole shebang will be available on the Patreon.
Whenever our director of operations figures that out.
Yeah, one day.
Good night,
everybody.
Right when the... All right. Well, on that note, I will plug my one thing. Next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, we will be presenting a commentary for Pretty Woman. Yes, you heard me right, for Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts' Pretty Woman?
Yes.
Why?
Okay.
I will tell you real quick. There is an origin story to this. On the old show, on the old show that I did before that, we had like a thing, the most disturbing movies, blah, 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 blah. Well, I said it was Pretty Woman because it teaches little girls to be whores and still find true love, which is very true. I have a whole thing about it. Unbeknownst to me, we had a fan of the month on. Well, I knew that part, but unbeknownst to me. She was a former prostitute who went to L.A. to do the same thing. Basically, exactly what I was saying Pretty Woman does, she did.
Oh, wow.
And...
So you can hear the – actually, you know what? Hold on. I got a 30-second clip. You can hear me rant. I never play my rants. Here you go.
It's really funny, and it's really kind of heartfelt in a way. But anyway,
which sets you up,
Chris?
What,
Chris? Can I say my most disturbing movie?
Sure.
I have to tell you. I think the most disturbing movie ever made is Pretty Woman, because it teaches young girls. No, let me get my point out. Because it teaches young girls, it is okay to literally be a whore, and Prince Charming will still come and rescue you.
Okay. I appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah, that was it. So you can hear the prostitute.
You know what? I got an
idea.
I got an idea. Todd, we should make Pretty Guy.
They did that. It's called Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, they did.
Oh, shit. So let's get this straight.
That.
Where the woman is the prostitute, Academy Award winning film, historic. When the male's the prostitute, it's starring Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. It could have been
the
Chris
problem
Kattan.
Is that Rob Schneider was selected to, what's the word I'm looking for? Represent the male community of hookers.
That seems legit.
Just bring back Steve Lozano and we'll be great.
All righty then, gentlemen. Anything else to mention before we sign off?
Oh yeah,
yes,
listen to
I'm
that.
I'm
going to
be filming a new movie called Pretty Man,
starring himself. Yes, listen to our Pretty Woman commentary. It's going to be very unpolitically correct, so it'll be good.
Politically incorrect.
Thank you. I couldn't do it. I got shit to do. I got to go see Avengers. Also,
it was called Politically Incorrect.
I remember. I watched that.
Remember that show?
I loved it when Roddy Piper was on and almost broke Bill Maher's face.
I still like when Ben Stein gave money away.
Eh.
All right.
Jimmy
so we'll
Kimmel. Remember Jimmy Kimmel back then?
Yeah, who was the actual game show host of Win Ben Stein's Money?
Yeah, no, not really. He was just the sidekick. The host was Ben Stein.
He was the one that asked the question.
But the host was Ben Stein.
I think the host was Jimmy Kimmel.
No, Ben Stein was the
host. No, this was a trivia question once. Who was the host of Win Ben Stein's Money? And then they tricked everybody because everybody put Ben Stein, but you really just won his money. The host was technically Jimmy Kimmel.
Ozzy is correct.
No.
Thank you. I am.
No.
How often does Todd agree with me? He only does
Never.
It when he knows I'm right.
You paid him off.
Yeah, I paid Todd off.
How about their co-host?
No.
Yes.
Ben Stein didn't do any hosting duties. He didn't welcome people to the show. He didn't say, we'll be right back. So I'm pretty sure it was Jimmy Kimmel saying, welcome to Win Ben Stein's Money, or he'll say, they can win my money. But that's
right.
his only purpose for being there was that you were winning his money.
Pull up an episode, Todd. You got to hear the intro.
I will have a definitive answer by next show.
Oh,
okay.
Fucking
all right. So I guess that means, Bob, you have to show up next time.
God damn it. Tricked me. Tricked me.
I did.
I'm going to at least say they're co-hosts. They both share hosting duties.
I can give you that. But it's time to send you off with Dan's favorite wrestling angle of all times. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Got a Bible in your hand.